Now, let's see.
You know, used to.
You or I, we would be called.
Caucasian?
Okay, or. Is there any words you might use, or maybe niggers used to use when speaking about white men? You said pepperwood, maybe.
They call you, right now, they call you honkies and.
Yeah. You ever heard the word redneck? Or?
Redneck, mothers, everything else.
What about, you ever heard cracker?
Georgia cracker, yeah.
Hillbilly?
Yeah. Hillbilly.
Okay. What about a child born of a racially mixed marriage? Maybe
a mulatto? Be a mulatto.
Okay. And, if they were especially light colored.
It's called a woods coat.
Woods coat?
Woods coat. That's my old saying, woods coat.
Yeah.
I mean, used to say, old saying used to be, you know, there's something wrong, it got to be a nigga in the wood pile. You can't say that no more. It's got to be a colored gentleman in the lumber business. You know the old saying, you've ever heard it, say that there's a nigga in the wood pile somewhere. Just an old saying. Instead of saying a nigga in the wood pile, I outlawed that. You gotta keep saying nigga, you just say there's a colored gentleman in the lumber business.
Okay, I got you there. Now, maybe white people who aren't real well off at all in the backwoods didn't have a chance at education a lot. What would people call them?
That'd be illiterate.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever have called poor whites or hear people call them that?
I've heard poor whites, yeah.
What would a black man call them?
What would they call a black
man? What would those black men call those maybe poor white men? Did we hear them call them buckra?
No.
Okay. And what would you call a man who lived back in the country and just didn't know anything about town ways or anything like that?
That's old country bastard, all I know.
Yeah, but I want to read some of the stuff here because it's funny. You might think it's funny. A Yahoo?
Yahoo.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard it.
A Yahoo. Mountain Boomer?
Mountain Boomer.
Never heard that. How about a swamp angel?
Swamp angel? That's down Louisiana.
Yeah. Boss bag.
Boss bag.
You ever heard that? Country man. Backwoodsman.
Yeah, I heard that one, backwoodsman.
Covite. What about a hayseed?
I heard that, yeah. Hayseed.
Stump jumper?
Stump jumper, oh yeah.
Jack Pine Savage or a hay shaker?
Hay shaker, I heard him.
Okay. that's funny there. That's real funny to me. Now, if it's not quite midnight, but somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's
well, almost. It's dark, hell, black in Egypt.
Did you ever see near midnight or?
Yeah, that's near midnight. You know, if it's 11:45 or something like that at night.
Yeah. Did you hear anybody say
well
nigh or
well
nigh midnight?
Well, yeah, well near midnight.
Okay. Now, if you slip and fall, almost fall and catch yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place,
That fell on my ass.
What?
This fell like fell on my old ass.
Okay. Somebody's waiting for you and they call out and they say, come on, you say, I'll be there in.
It's a damn minute.
I'll be there in just a minute, okay? If you're on the right road, but you're not sure how far the distance is, you might say to somebody, how
far is it up where I'm going, actually?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, you might say to somebody, you'd say,
right over there.
No, you might say, look what'd you say? Look.
Look over in.
Okay, or look.
Look at there.
Look at there, okay. If you want to know how many times somebody did something, you ask them how.
How many?
Or how.
How often?
Okay. If somebody was saying something and you and a friend were listening to it and you didn't agree with it, and the friend says, well, I don't believe in that, and you, if you wanted to express your approval, you would say, well,
you got to prove it to me, then.